Flames in the water. Flames in the water, Skipper. Those words still ring in our ears as we fly back south in the darkness through wild fronts where the lightning rears. Who were they tonight? They were with us. They must be our friends who've gone down. But we're ordered strict radio silence, for there could be night fighters around. We'd all shared our last meal together in the mess of that ship in the bay, and we'd waited some hours for the takeoff in the tropical heat of the day. They were only young boys who had joined us, just finished their training down south. Now their first trip to enemy harbours 1,000-odd miles to the north. Now their datum point surely was deadly. There were ships of line anchored there, and at 200 feet there's no leeway to escape the full blast from that lair. 7 long hours later, in daylight, when we'd made it back home to the sound, all around us was early, eerily silent as we lay at our moorings unwound, and we marked off those planes as they joined us. One no-show, 53, had been downed. It was our friends, those young boys who had bought it, simply failed to return, it was found. Since that time, through those long years of silence, for their folks, not one word of their men, they can't even envisage them lying in that faraway Borneo den. But we keep them alive in our memory, and we will while we've memory to share, and we know that we've gone on before us to eternity, waiting us there. We will remember them, lest we forget.